The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I posted this photo of myself in DJ Automatic, and I had all these girls send me messages like, I wish my man was perfect like yours. I wish my relationship was perfect like yours. I can't wait to find a perfect relationship like yours. That is the biggest crock of BS I've ever heard in my life. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat. Come on, people. We all just post the most perfect pictures of our lives, right?
Yeah, well, you do, because you post what you want to post. I mean, what you post, your highlight reel, you what you want people to see up there.
And I ain't letting you see nothing I don't want you to see.
Exactly.
It's your chance to keep up with the Joneses on the internet.
Perfect way of putting it. Of course, it used to be like, oh, Billy and Bobby down the street got a Lexus, so I'm going to get a range. You know, oh, now they got a range. You know what? We're going to put in a pool. And now so-and-so put in a pool. Well, guess what we're going to do? And now it's the
gram. Now you can just fake it, and you can just rent jet time and then on a jet that never leaves the runway.
Like Bow Wow did, and take off on his Southwest flight like the rest of us. You know, my relationship is far from perfect. Automatic and I argue. We blame each other. We say things that we regret, and then we forgive one another, and we move forward.
Just like any other real relationship.
Yeah, I just think it's crazy, all the messages that I got. You can go to the photo. The first one was, remember in Atlanta when I went with him for for the Super Bowl? You know, there were some candid photos of us. I told my friend to take a picture, and then she just kept shooting. And they were so cute, I threw them up. You could see people like, oh, you guys are relationship goals, perfect couple. There's no such thing. But there is such a thing as working through problems so that you can strengthen the relationship. Because if you only rely on love, that's not enough. It's just not. Love is perfect. But everything around it is not, including yourself, ladies and gentlemen. So what I've got is I've got four things you can apply to your relationship to strengthen it. Or if you're not in a relationship, perhaps if you are looking for one, you can utilize these things when you do find that significant other. But the one thing you better not be looking for is perfection. So we come back, I'll share the four things with you. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My relationship isn't perfect. The Kardashians' relationship isn't perfect. Who else are big on social media with showing off their relationship?
Queen Naja.
Oh, Queen Naja. Her relationship isn't perfect. Who else is like just like big
Beyonce, Jay-Z.
Oh my God, Beyonce, Jay-Z. I mean, look what happened to them. Look what happened when they didn't think anybody was looking in that elevator.
I have a few pet peeves. One of them is when people say, I just want to be like Beyonce and Jay-Z. And that part irks me because, like, dude, I'm a normal man. I didn't make Big Pimpin'. I didn't make Cake to the Izzo. I can't do all the things that Hov can do.
I didn't put UGK on my song.
No.
No, exactly. No. But even Jay-Z and Beyonce are just regular people. Remember, they buy toilet paper just like you and wipe their booties.
They don't buy toilet. No. People buy it for them.
No, I don't. I saw Beyonce at Target 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And she was buying Love's diapers too, okay? So they wipe just like the rest of us. They just spend a little more money. And that's all there is to it. They're just regular people. So when you go and you see my photos, I am proud of my husband. I worked hard for this relationship. You know, I told our daughter, this is a hologram, mijita. We're doing all of these things so that you can have a better life. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I do love you. So if I post a picture of you, I do want people to see how happy I am. But I don't want anybody to think that there's no arguing behind the scenes and that that this relationship is perfect and we haven't had our ups and downs. And that some days I want to just choke you.
But and the feeling's mutual.
So, number one, you got to compromise. You've got to give and you've got to give. Both people got to give 100, not 50, not 80. And sometimes somebody will give 80 and the other gives 20. And then the next time around, it's 20-80. But you have to give. You cannot just take or you will suck that person dry and they will have nothing left for themselves. Number two, communicate. Let that person know how you feel. Let them know how you feel and don't wait till you're having an argument to do it. Number three, choose your battles carefully. This is something I must learn to practice. Is it really worth getting mad over that there's a splash on the side of the sink after you just cleaned? No. Pick your battles wisely. You're going to start a big old fight over the toothpaste? No. Choose your battles. And number four, stop comparing your relationship to others. This is the one Anthony just brought up to me. He's like, if you look at that gram, okay, who the hell could ever achieve Beyonce and Jay-Z status? Nobody.
I think that's the most important to your point is, you know, like you said, most days, Dan and I get along pretty decent. We get along. But for the most part, you know, we do have bad days. And there's days that she doesn't even like me.
But I love you every single day.
Exactly. And I think that...
That's marriage.
Yeah, I think yeah. that... That's a relationship. That's a real relationship. When you have kids and bills and house payments and all these other things that play into your life, that picture that of us kissing wherever it was is not real life to me.
It's real. It's just part. It's a blip.
It's a small, tiny, little, minuscule part of our life.
And that's it. And so, and the same for everybody else you follow on Instagram, including your best friend that you think everything is going fine. They got their issues too.
The Dana Cortez Show.
WTF time. There are robots cooking in restaurants. What the? It's happening. It's coming. Spice Restaurant in Boston was started by four MIT classmates who partnered with Michelin-starred chef Daniel Boulud. I think that's how you say his name. It's so fancy, I don't even know. You know what Michelin-starred means? Fancy, fancy chef.
I discovered that the robotic kitchen brings precision, consistency, taste, and also freshness to the preparation.
What, you ain't never been to a carniceria? Should they bring the freshness and the consistency too?
He sounds like a James Bond evil villain. This is crazy.
So they're serving robot fast food. Your meal is done in 3 minutes. It's perfect. No human hands ever touch it. You push a touchscreen menu to purchase a meal. It's only $7.50. It's called a hearth, and you get a blend of Brussels sprouts, quinoa, kale, and sweet potatoes, and it tumbles from some hoppers into one pot. The only humans there are the hostess, the prep cook, and the servers.
That food sounds gross.
Yo, think about what Dana just said. The only people there are the servers. We're servants.
Wow, this is crazy. Well, I don't know. I mean, the robot, like to me, I'm like, do I really want robot food? And I don't like quinoa or kale. So right away, I'm just like, this doesn't sound like a good meal to me.
I like my bowls like I like my women, full of quinoa and kale. Quinoa and kale. Quinoa and kale. Oh, I don't mind this that one bit at all.
Souffles and burritos are the two things that these robots can't do. That's what I'm saying!
Thank God, because I do not want a robot burrito.
It just sounds gross, right?
It does. I mean, it sounds horrible. I mean, if we're going to put quinoa and put stuff in my burrito, I don't need that.
I'm going to say this while I'm speaking into my iPhone, whoever's listening to me on FaceTime. I am with the robots. If y'all want to make me some burritos, some tacos, whatever y'all want to do, chicken nuggets, sushi.
Anthony, you don't know good Mexican food, though.
You think Chipotle mayo is spicy.
Okay.
You know what this means? This just means that Roberto's job ain't get taken over by the robots. That's 100.
The Dana Cortez Show.
One confession right now inside the Dana Cortez Show. One call, 1 minute, no judgment, 833-DANA-SHOW. And you might just think that it's another one of our brilliant radio segments. But we're doing this for the people.
It's good to get things off your chest. It provides clarity for your life going forward.
Cleanse your soul.
It's not even about that. A scientific study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, man, I have a list, don't I? Says confessing helps transgressors to forget the details of what they did wrong and move on with their lives. Do you understand that? Keeping it in can do emotional harm. We are here to help the people.
Oh, man, I got one, guys. And this is...
What's your confession, Anthony?
I'm getting a little smirky because this is a real confession.
What is it?
Oh, okay. So... For the most part, anytime I mess up, I like to take ownership of it right away. But I'm starting to realize, I think last week, remember when we all got into a little bit of a tiff about the soundboard and like the knobs being turned the wrong way?
Oh, please don't tell me that was you.
I think it might have been me.
Oh. No, you know my husband yelled at me for 3 days?
I know. And I sat there and I thought about it. I said, no, that wasn't me. And then I remembered when Dana's keyboard went out and I went around to fix it. I definitely swung around and hit two things.
You adjusted something, oh, and you God. Made you my life so difficult.
Do you know how many hours it took me to fix that?
I know. I'm sorry, dude.
I don't even care about what it took you to fix it. Do you know how many hours I had to listen to your mouth?
I watched. Oh, my God. I feel better, though. You know? Now I feel better.
The transgressor has let it go. DJ Automatic, what you got? You must have a confession.
I have a new guilty pleasure.
What is it?
So, well, I'm on the toilet. You know, of course, everyone looks at their phone,
where
right?
Is this going?
Yeah, for real, because I'm worried.
Okay, so I'm looking at my phone, and I got a new thing that I look at. I open the Ring app, and I watch people steal packages from other people's houses. Because everyone always puts up the videos on the Ring app, because you can watch. They're like, hey, if you know this guy, And I just watch it because it's hilarious because everybody runs off in the same little run.
You're kind of like a modern day Pooping Tom.
You know what I was
I'm not the one who's stealing the packages.
I was going to say that I think you came up with the best new bit for the Dana Cortez show. I'm not even kidding.
The Ring app is nothing but pure entertainment because it's just a bunch of old people that are like, look what happened to me. And I feel bad that something bad happened to them, that somebody stole their thing.
Yeah, that's not cool.
But it's just the way that people come up to the door and they look inside to, like, they look at
we
the Ring app.
We can catch these burglars.
And they all have the same stupid look on their face and then they grab the package and run off to their car.
This is horrible. We should catch these people. All right, 833 Dana Show. One confession. What is your confession? Line two.
So I have a great job and I make really good money, but there's something that could get me in a lot of trouble.
What is it? Let's hear it.
You know what? Hold the line. We'll continue with one confession next, y'all. The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show. One confession back. We have a woman on hold who said before the break, she was like, I have a really great job, but... And she's still on the line. So tell us, what is your confession? You've been holding for a minute.
So I lied about having a college degree. Ooh. Yeah. I mean, I've had the job for like 5 years. So I hope I could just, you know, fly under the radar. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm so nervous about it.
Why did you lie to begin with?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, okay, so first I worked for another company and I was doing great. I did everything right, but I could never get promoted. So I just moved myself across the street and I got another job and it's all working out.
I get that. Are you doing well with this new place that you're working at?
Yeah. I've gotten 2 promotions and hey, I just bought my first house for me and my kids. So.
Oh, that's good. But I think you need to prepare. This isn't something that can fly under the radar, like you said, forever.
Dana, I've had a degree and never used it once. Trust me, they're not going to ask.
I don't know.
I mean, if she's already in there, dog.
Yeah, exactly.
I would suggest every first Friday, bring the HR lady some breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you
donuts
cool
work wonders
with the HR lady. You know what I'm saying?
I make some great homemade donuts.
There we go.
Take her some donuts, but... Why don't you go back to school? I mean, you could do, like, online classes. Why not? Everybody's shaking their head.
You already got the kids.
Waste money?
No, I agree. I kind of want to do that just for myself. So yeah, I probably should.
We're not going to tell. Good luck. I hope you get another promotion, you know?
Thank you.
What do you think about her not telling? Because I got my job in radio by doing that.
What?
Yeah,
you know what I think she should do?
What?
I think she should say she went to Trump University. Nobody can check on it.
Oh, my gosh.
You're fired.
Didn't they close that school down?
They did. Nobody can fact check it.
I think if she's already there and there's no new background system coming in, you're good to go. She got it off her chest, and that's what it is.
I will tell you that after I got that first job, I never lied about it again because it just weighed so heavy. You know how we talked about the confessions, like getting it off your chest makes you feel better? With that hanging over your head, when you a single mom trying to, I'm like, I was just thinking somebody's going to come in and fire me. So my next job, I was like, didn't go to school. Not going to tell you I did. I want to continue this convo online. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram or Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. Should she tell her employer?
She's already in there.
Or should she go back to school and get that degree while she's working for this company? Why not?
Like I said, she's already in there.
Yes. All right. then that's going back on her lie.
Convo continues online. Be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show.
Debated 8 times here inside the Dana Cortez Show. You know, I'm just going to open up with what we're fighting about.
I'm sleeping with a married man, and I don't feel good about it, but I just enjoy it so much.
Okay.
I think she has a right to know. I think that she has a right to know, and I should respect their marriage, but I'm also in love and I want to be happy too.
The thing we're debating here,
it's a lot to unpack right
it's
there.
It's a lot to unpack. Somebody's been packing a lot, let me tell you. Is the fact that this gentleman called yesterday to confess he's been having an affair with a married man. This man is married to a woman. He's got a family for over a year. Now I asked straight up, I'm like, do you think you should tell this woman? And he's like, you know what? I kind of do.
I mean, I could see why he wants to blow up that man's spot because, you know, he wants to have all the happiness.
Up that man's spot.
Already.
He's already he could be a bottom. He could be a bottom. You know what? In all seriousness, I want to go with this one. Like, I'm ready to debate this one.
I know you seem passionate about this topic, but what do you think? He should say something?
Well, let me put my case together. I mean, do you think he should say something?
No, I don't think so. There's no reason to do it. I don't think at all.
And you think he should say
something?
Hell
yeah, I do.
Well, that makes me the judge today. So the Honorable DJ Automatic is residing over this court today.
All right.
Don't make me hold you in contempt.
Nah, let me tell you something. This got my blood boiling right now. Listen to this.
I'm sleeping with a married man, and I don't feel good about it, but I just enjoy it so much. I think she has a right to know. I think that she has a right to know, and I should respect their marriage, but I'm also in love and I want to be happy too.
I'm getting upset just thinking if Otto was putting it on some dude, I'd want to know.
Hold on. The Honorable Judge Automatic here is holding you in contempt for even thinking that crap.
I'm just telling you now.
90 days in jail, woman.
Get your arguments together, Anthony A. I'm getting my arguments together and we're going to come back. The debate continues. I say, Tell. And I'm sure every single woman listening right now is like, I'd want to know too. The Debate Today continues next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So ladies, I just want you to think about this, okay? Because this is what we're debating. This man is sleeping with a married man. He's married to a woman and they got kids.
I'm sleeping with a married man and I don't feel good about it. But I just enjoy it so much.
I don't feel good about it. Somebody's feeling good. You know who's feeling good? A married man cheating with a man behind his wife's back and the kids are at home. Don't know nothing. And you say you don't think
hold on. I'm holding, what is it? I'm holding...
Court?
No, a hearing?
What is it called when you're like the judge and you're holding... Obviously a bad judge, but you guys go ahead. I'm going to let Dana state her case first.
Okay, so here's my case. First of all, if someone's cheating and they're committed, okay, because we got to establish, first of all, they're committed 100%. I think that you're obligated to tell. If you know and you don't tell, you're just as guilty, okay? This is a marriage. And then I think I said this. If Otto was putting it on some dude, I want to know.
Come on. Stop using it as an example.
Yeah. I want to say it.
Going to jail for 90 days for that last time.
You know what? I know I'm the defense, but we're not supposed to be talking to each other. But in this case, if Otto was doing that with another dude,
what?
I would kind of want to know. We would all want to know, Otto, if you were doing that
first
with
of all,
first
great.
Of all, that would never happen. No. But, Second of all, you're going to jail too.
Well, no. First of all, it would be great content. Yeah, are you for the show?
Of course it would never happen, Sir Judge Automatic. But if it did...
If it did, we don't want to... That's all I got.
You know what? If it happened, it'd be okay. You know why? Because we love everyone. That was my PC thing to say right
this
there.
This guy right here loves everyone a little too much.
Allow me to step forward and represent the defendant who is trapped in some sort of closet. He's not willing to come out right now. And I think... Well, my man here, he's struggling. The man who is the side dude, right?
Okay.
The wife deserves to know, and I want to get it off my chest. Now, which is your case? Does the wife deserve to know, or are you doing this for selfish reasons?
Both.
Then don't do it. You're just trying to... Here's my biggest reason telling you not to blow up this man's life, is it's not going to work the way you want it to for you. Mm. You're just going to waste your time. Now, go find another dude who ain't got no baggage like that.
I think you're sticking a little too close to the guy code here. And this isn't guy code material right
now. These are not guidelines.
This is not guy code. This is just everyday. I would tell this to a woman if you were being a side chick.
Well, let me tell you something. I would want to know. And every woman listening would want to know. And I'm sure that if your girl was sleeping with anyone, you'd want to know.
Do you think the partner would leave?
I don't give a damn if they're going to leave or stay. She deserves the opportunity to make a choice. Right now, she doesn't have a choice. She's the dumb wife at home that everybody is sitting here like, oh, poor her. Oh, well, whatever. She needs to have the opportunity to make her own decision. And right now she doesn't have that because her husband and this man are both f***ing her. And she's not even enjoying it.
Well, Anthony, it sounds like you're losing this case unless you've got a really good rebuttal.
Yo, my queen. I'm speaking to the dude out there. yo, don't waste your energy on this right now. It's not going to work the way you want it to. And if you're really in love, you got to move on. Let it be. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. You're so wasting your time.
It's time for the judge to make your decision. First of all, that was funny. You said rebuttal. And then what is the decision? Who wins this case?
So I'm going to have to go with the plan of Dana Cortez here because she made a better case. I'm sorry. The woman is at jeopardy of STDs, losing her family, like all this stuff going on. Like, she needs to know, dude.
You know what? If that man is supporting him raw dog,
yeah,
then yeah, you should.
You're right.
Yeah,
yeah, we need. Yeah, Dana won the case. Case is over. You're both going to jail for 90 days for your little gay jokes about me, okay?
All right, we're going to wrap up the debate today. I hope this guy is wrapping it up and continue more with the Dana Cortez Show. Less than 10, y'all. Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show.
Oh my gosh, guys. So there's a study that was just released that says sleeping with your ex is actually a good thing. So I was thinking about this. I was like, you know what? It's SOS Sick of Single. The Dana Cortez Show's on Friday. Anthony, you slept with your ex last night. So do you want to talk about that?
Dog. Otto.
Dana, I can't tell you anything.
Matic. Snitch-o-matic over here. God damn. Why did you tell her, bro?
Well, what if he not going to tell me? That's pillow talk. My boo tells me everything in the bed.
Dog.
When you get married, you kind of have to tell your wife everything.
No, that's a straight violation of guy code. And if you agree with me,
okay.
At DJ Automatic and send him a little confused man hen.
No, not just that though. I actually like this ex. Like, I've always liked her. You know that.
Okay, stop. Now you guys are like making this a thing. It was a one. Boom,
oh, Dana
in the city,
already told. Let me tell you
city,
something.
And we're going.
The second I told Dana, she was like, "Oh, we're talking about this tomorrow."
Oh, I should not have invited you, dude. But you didn't have no herbs, no trees, no nothing. And she came through with it, and I said, Automatic, come on down and hang out with us. And look, now it's all over the radio.
Well,
again.
I got to play professional third wheel last night. I got to be Anthony's part. Where
you
I
played
got
the part of Anthony A
and,
last
yeah,
night.
I got to follow around him and his ex-girlfriend and hang out with
but
him.
But isn't she cool? She's dope,
no,
right?
She's cool. Yeah, I've always liked her. She's a cool chick.
I don't know why I feel like you're going to end up with her.
Stop.
Oh, I didn't hear enough.
Let's get back to this study.
So how was it, though? What was it like? And I'm going to share with you something that Automatic said, why I'm even talking about this. Don't describe. I don't mean that.
Oh.
I mean, how was it like to hang out with your ex? I don't need any details.
It was, I'm going to check E for all of the above. It was cool. It was good. It was a reminder of why we're not together. And also, you know, things I missed about her. So it was all encompassing.
So Automatic came back to the room early. And yes, he was very happy. He had partaken in many wonderful things. And then he said, man, I knew I had to leave. I was like, why? He's like, because I'm not going to say her name. I was looking at Anthony like, you know, I'm going to get some tonight.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, women, once they have had sex with you once, they have no problem having sex with you again after that because you're not another notch in the belt.
Ding, ding, ding.
And that's why women will sometimes look for exes when they're in need of sex.
Ding, ding,
so wait,
ding.
Did she use me or did I use
you
her?
You got used.
You got used. You got used.
That's exactly what I told Dana. I was like, you literally got pimped out last night.
And I paid for a parking space, dog. I paid for a parking space.
So this study says that sleeping with an ex is actually good for you. I'll share it with you next, y'all. SOS Sick of Single is the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A. got busy with his ex last night, and I just thought, this is a great topic. So I started looking things up, and there was a recent study that says sleeping with your ex could actually be a good thing.
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, dude. Last time I ever invite Automatic to a scum mission. Ever, Automatic.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, honestly, it makes for good radio, dude.
It does, but it makes for a hard DM life for me anyway, though.
So,
whatever.
One of the things, you know, Automatic, when he got back to the room, he was like, yo, Anthony's ex, you know, she's cool, she's dope. I'm like, oh, I like that one. She's really good. I think her and Anthony are going to end up together one day. He's like, I don't know. But she was looking at him like he was a whole snack and more. I had to leave. So I started studying. I'm like, okay, there's many reasons that sleeping with your ex is a good thing. Number one, the research says that you're already perfectly comfortable with that person. If you're already friends and, you know, the relationship was mutually...
It was a mutual... Me and her, anyway. It was a mutual breakup.
Yeah, look at you, because I'm looking for that.
It was a mutual breakup, and you're right, though, because you could jump from, like, zero to freaky, you know, so you
yeah,
pick
because
up right
you've
where
been there, done that.
Yeah, because she knows what you like, and you know what she likes.
Exactly. So that's a good thing. If you still have strong feelings for her, or she still has strong feelings for you, and you want maybe a relationship, it could work second time around.
No,
it might work.
No. Now you're pushing this on me. All right, go ahead.
Well, wait, why you say no?
Well, because I don't want that, but it is what it is. But I see what you're saying.
And the number one reason, though, is exactly what Automatic said last night. Like, and that's, it went off like a light. You know when you watch cartoons and a little light bulb comes on with the idea? When he said that, I was like, he's right. For women especially, and for men too, though, so that they don't have to go out and look for new partners. You don't got to put that new notch on a belt. An ex is the best way to go about it.
Well, men, it doesn't bother them so much. No, putting
you know,
a notch on
you
the
know
belt.
What it is, though? It's not a notch on the belt situation, but it's a guaranteed layup. It's a free throw.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that's what I did at the end. And I have like two other girls out there that I could have hit up, but I was like, I got to take them out. I got to wine and dine, this, that. Heck no. Old girl just pulled up with 2 G's, gave us a little ball. We kept it pushing.
All you did was pay for her parking.
I bought her a drink.
Thank you
for
that.
You bought her, so you really were the professional third wheel.
Professional third
wheel. Give this man a round of applause. All right, sleep
I lubricated her up for Anthony.
Don't ever.
Ever say that again.
You never heard of like lubricating stuck. When you're drinking?
I've heard of it. Yeah,
alcohol
I don't mean,
is
yeah.
social lubrication.
Yes, okay, I get it.
Jesus,
I
don't
get
never.
It.
It sounded worse when it came out. When I thought of it, it didn't sound that
I'm
bad.
I'm going to throw some cold water on these men. I'll be back, y'all, right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show.
So you've heard about bees in a trap, right? You've heard Nicki Minaj?
Bees in the
yeah.
trap. Bees in the trap.
What about bees in your eye?
Ooh.
Exactly. It's a WTF story, y'all. The Dana Cortez Show. So then what happened? This 29-year-old woman, she starts getting some pain and swelling in her eyelid. She washes her eye out. She's like, nope, not helping. Goes to the doctor. He's like, there's something moving in your eye.
Gross.
He takes some tweezers and he pulls out 1, 2, 3, 4 bees!
Oh. Why do you have a bee in your eye?
So they're baby bees. They look like gnats, but they're actually sweat bees, and they're everywhere, so this could happen to you, too. And they were alive!
That's
you didn't even tell
them apart. Unbelievable. Are we doing it? Are we doing the puns? Not the puns?
Nope. I don't think I'm about that life. You know, I don't know
I
if I have a lot of bees.
I thought you were a believer.
Oh, no. I started thinking about animals I'm afraid of, because I think if I got some bees in my eye, I would be deathly afraid of bees. And people are really allergic to bees, right?
My dad is.
One time when I was little, my cousin and I were attacked by ants. And I don't know what kind of ants these were, but they were half black and half red.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, the fighter ants. And I don't know if that's what they're called either, but that's what we used to call them.
Well, they crawled all the way up to our necks, and we did not feel like fighting anymore. Ran inside, tried to knock on the door. My grandmother was like, you can't come in. You guys have been coming in and out. And we're like, ah! And then we get inside, and my auntie and her spray us with Raid.
I thought they were going to baptize you guys in aloe.
No, they sprayed us with Raid.
And
so then
they
we got
all
bit.
Latched on again?
Oh, yeah. They stung us, and we had fevers. And so I was just like deathly afraid of ants, even today.
Good old pest control in West Texas. Right there for
you.
You
know what, Anthony? Aren't you afraid of birds?
I am big and I am yellow and I cannot fly to sea.
Yeah, just from a man who's afraid of birds.
Funny. Very funny. But no, I'm afraid of ostriches and other birds.
Why?
Make me nervous. Because when I was a kid, we were on a road trip and my parents...
Were you driving between Tucson and Phoenix? Because they have a huge ostrich farm there.
I was somewhere deep in the Southwest where ostriches roam on acres.
Yes, they don't roam on acres.
They do. Between Tucson and Phoenix.
Dude, it's crazy. And so the car broke down. I was in there by myself, woke up to a nap, turned to the right, a farm of ostriches. And I was only 4 years old.
And so what did they do?
They were kind of like huddled around the car, which when you're 4 years old by yourself in the car in the middle of nowhere.
Surrounded by prehistoric beasts.
Ooh, they're basically dinosaurs.
I know Otto's afraid of everything.
I'm not afraid of everything, just most things. I have a lot of bad animal and bug karma coming my way because my family owns a pest control company. And so I've killed a lot of things. So now I'm afraid of everything. Like the other night, we saw a possum and I ran for my life.
Well, yeah, I would run for my life. Ugh.
Possums don't do anything. They roll over and act dead.
That's why it's called playing possum. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. With
that wasn't that funny, but it is.
It actually was because one of my best friends told me that that's how his ex-girlfriend was.
Oh!
I know! That's not nice! Oh, my gosh. She was playing possum.
The Dana Cortez Show.
It's earlier this week. This down in the DM was funny. Now, it didn't start out funny, though, because when Miss Melissa called and said her man Jason, you know, they're on their second time around, she's like, he's on social media talking to another woman, Dana.
We've really been through a lot, and but we're working it out, or at least, I mean, I thought we were working it out, and it seems like there's some girls in his DMs. Mm-hmm. And he's answering her. It's some woman. Her name is Terry.
So I called. I'm pretending to be Terry. I'm like, all right, dude, like, let's meet. Let's get going. Can we meet here? Can we meet there? What's the deal?
You messaged you wanted more time before you called. Is your husband back in town?
Oh, no. My husband's not back in town, and he's not going to be for another week. So why don't you and I meet up, and you can help me? You know, I really need some help figuring this out. I was thinking maybe you could come by my place tonight.
I'm not available this evening, but we can meet for breakfast, or you can stop by my office.
You know what? I'm just going to declare this down in the DM done. This guy's trying to sell me some insurance, and I don't know where to go. So it turns out these two work together. The insurance thing, he was talking to women and men on social media to make sales, because if you know, a lot of times on Facebook, Instagram, if you're friends of a friend, you can accept them. Oh, well, they're friends of so-and-so. And he was actually making some sales. So it didn't even, he wasn't even doing anything wrong. He's just trying to move up in the world.
You're right. But that's, can I just do one thing real fast? Don't ever try to sell me insurance through my Instagram, okay?
Or try to get me to sign up for a pyramid scheme.
On your Instagram, that too.
You could be here.
I know. You could be here. You know how many times I've signed up for those things because I just feel bad telling my friends no?
I hate when I have to go to the meetings and they treat it as free food and you get there and then they have the whole little PowerPoint set up.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. All right. So I just wanted to say right now that working together is a beautiful, beautiful experience that DJ Automatic and I go through every day on a daily basis.
Not for your coworkers, but if you guys love it, whatever. You know.
Do you think it's dangerous to date a coworker?
Oh, I know firsthand that it's dangerous.
That's my number one cardinal rule. Well, I don't.
You've never dated? I mean, I married my coworker.
Not at a job that I considered a career. When I was working at the mall and I was a sales associate, I'd knocked down a couple of my coworkers there, but not since like this is my career field and I've been dedicated towards this.
Well,
like,
it says three, and unless you and DJ Automatic getting down during Two Dudes One Studio,
but no,
ain't nothing going on.
There's
all
sales
right.
chicks and stuff like that who are with it.
I've many times told him, don't you dare bang that sales chick.
Have you told him?
And he's like, why not? And I'm like, you're going to mess up our money if you do.
And marketing girls, they know what's good. Anyway, let's keep it pushing.
All right, so I was thinking about it. I know a lot of people listening right now might be attracted to someone they're working with. I've got I've got the do's and the don'ts of doing a coworker when we return. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Down in the DM to break down. This is our continuation, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We are giving you the do's and the don'ts of doing your coworker. It can be dangerous. You know, there's corporations
First thing
that,
is don't do your coworker. How about that?
Well, there's some companies that don't mind fraternization. There's certain companies that have it in the rule books. No, for real.
Is fraternization a word?
I don't think it's fraternizing. Yeah. I just made it a word. I'm like Cardi B. I just be making up words right here. So number one, don't expect it to stay a secret forever. You know, that's true. When I got pregnant, everybody found out that Automatic and I were sexy timing.
They didn't know until Dana was pregnant.
Oh, we had it good.
And then I told Dana, I was like, we don't need to tell anybody. And she was like, I am not the Virgin Mary. I'm not all of a sudden going to become pregnant. We're going to have to tell people.
Oh, do be considerate of your coworkers. That is a really big deal. If you are dating someone in your circle of, you know, office or whatever the case is, remember that you don't have to flaunt it. You don't have to be silly. You don't have to fight in front of other people, whatever the case is. Just be cool.
PDAs at work, bad idea.
We're not talking to PDAs, though. You guys are talking about the good lovey-dovey stuff. That also means y'all fights, okay?
Are you talking to us?
Yeah. You guys or whoever, keep that at home, all right? Don't put that on us.
Here's something for anyone who decides to do this and they're moving forward with it. Don't let the relationship and your job take over your life. Automatic and I go home, we have to really disconnect. It's hard, too, sometimes, but we work hard at it. We try, because if not, you won't stay together. That's just 100.
I don't know the last time I disconnected from here. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I do.
What do you? I don't know when.
You seemed a little disconnected for about 3.5 minutes this morning.
That has nothing to do with it. Come on.
Do establish.
That has a lot to do with it, dog. What are you? You're not.
Well, yeah. I was like, you were disconnected.
I guess we're not talking about work. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. 3.5 minutes ain't that long.
Still a disconnect.
You're telling me. Do establish ground rules early and often. Okay, when are we going to talk about work? When are we not going to talk about work? Don't rush into it. I'm telling you now. And the number one thing is, do seriously consider whether it's worth it. Because one of the things Anthony said early on is, if it was my career, I ain't playing with my career.
We did.
And I got moved. I got demoted. They kept automatic in another city. It was crazy. It was a lot.
In our industry, the only way I've seen people really get fired quickly is fraternization. Is that
Fraternizing. Now we're going to say fraternization.
We're going to franchise it. That's what we're going
to
do.
First of all, we're going to trademark it. That's what you were trying to say. Second of all, you non-reading mother trucker, fraternization is a word.
Okay, I asked a question.
You didn't ask a question.
I said, is it a word or not?
I'm going to let Anthony be the judge right now. Did you ask the question?
You didn't ask with that same, it was way more intense when you did.
Well, I didn't know.
It was a little condescending.
Exactly. You didn't
apologize
know.
Apologize to your wife right now, bro.
You didn't know, but I taught you.
You're not going to apologize to her?
You want to go fraternize?
The Dana Cortez Show.